I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Bag of Toronto is a project that was established to support local businesses in the city. It started during the COVID-19 pandemic, when the city went into lockdown. The project gathers items from the businesses into bags that residents can purchase. The first iteration ran in 2020 in the Bloordale community, and has since expanded to 7 more, supporting over 55 businesses. Today, co-founder Nick Mellum discusses the origins of Bag of Toronto, supporting local business owners throughout the pandemic, and what to expect in the upcoming winter iteration.
My name's Nick Mellum, and I am one of the co-founders of Bag of Toronto, and currently still leading the project. So the idea started at the beginning of the pandemic. This is spring 2020, obviously, and a lot of the local businesses in and around my neighborhood and every other neighborhood were being forced to shut down. Not a lot of foot traffic going on, and definitely a lot of worries about where money was going to come in during that time, and you know, a big struggle for small businesses at the time. On a personal note, both my parents are small business owners in Vancouver. Not here in Toronto, but I was definitely seeing and hearing stories about struggles that were happening around the world and for them in Vancouver. So a little bit of a kind of personal aspiration to be able to give back. A friend and I were chatting and we wanted to basically start a project that would help support local businesses. And we had seen other versions of this kind of community-oriented bag pop up. I think the first one I remember seeing was from Waterloo. And then there was kind of a bag that was started somewhere north of Toronto as well. Just various versions of this kind of like bundling community goods into a bag or a box and selling it as a support local campaign. And so we thought, well, that makes a lot of sense. Why don't we start that for our neighborhood, which is Bloordale in Toronto. So we originally called it Bag of Bloor, and it was 12 businesses kind of along the Bloordale, Bloor Court strip. Which is Bloor between about Christie Pitts to like Lansdowne area. And so we started honestly just by cold calling businesses, walking into businesses that we knew and really loved, the ones that we could walk into at least, and just saying, hey, this is an idea that we have. We would love to be able to purchase products from you. We're not looking for handouts. We're not looking for discounts. Like, we want to pay retail price for these products. And then we will bundle them into little goodie bags, and we'll sell them and deliver them on weekends. Myself and my co-founder, Derek Liu, we're still working full-time jobs at the time, fortunate enough to be doing so. So this is kind of like an on the side of our desk sort of thing. So the first iteration started, I want to say, we started selling like late April, maybe early May 2020. And the like initial launch was so fun. We kind of set it out there. We posted in a bunch of Facebook groups. We made a little Instagram page, made a website, obviously. And we kind of said to ourselves, like, we don't really know how long it's going to take to deliver these bags. And it's only the two of us. So like, let's just set a limit of 20 and we'll just see how long 20 takes us. And then we can decide from there, like how many we actually can do in a weekend. And I remember we sold 20 in the first night. And so we were like, oh, this is actually, like, people want this. This is really cool. And so we extended, I think we pushed it to like 30 or something for that first week just to test it out. So then, yeah, went around picking up all the little goodies, some of the first businesses we worked with, Field Trip Cafe, Sugo, Paradise Theater, some great businesses in the Bloordale neighborhood. So we just would pick up like 20 to 30 of these goodies from each business during the week when we had some time. Then we'd package it on a Friday night, and then we'd rip around on our bikes or for a few farther deliveries, try and find a car that we could get these to our customers. And then, yeah, we just kept doing that every weekend throughout the spring and into the summer, with continued demand being there. It was really fantastic to see. It was just myself and my friend Derek, so we were still kind of keeping it pretty small scale, only doing, you know, a handful of deliveries, like a few dozen every weekend. Had a lot of fun doing that. Then I think around the summertime, demand started to drop a little bit for the bag. what was great is that the city was opening back up. You know, people were able to go do their shopping themselves. An added benefit of buying a bag of Toronto is that the delivery comes straight to you. And, you know, it's really easy to support all these businesses all at once. But in the summertime, people could get out and about themselves. So we started to see a little bit less demand and just kind of thought we'd wrap up the project there and kind of call it a day, and thought, well, that was really great. Like, a lot of fun. Let's put the bags down, so to speak, and just kind of keep going. And we did that. But like always kind of assumed, oh, maybe we'll come back for the holidays, because the holidays makes a lot of sense to run this again. And so the holidays came around in 2020, and we ended up reaching out to a bunch of business improvement areas, BIAs. So these are groups that are mandated to help support the businesses in a particular neighborhood. And there is funding available to be able to kind of support initiatives or projects that support businesses in those neighborhoods. And we thought that our project was a really viable project to be able to receive some of that funding. And so we have reached out to all these BIAs and kind of mentioned that this is what we were trying to do. We wanted to scale it a little bit bigger, make it bigger than just myself and Derek running around on our bikes, delivering bags. And so with the generous support of those BIAs, we were able to kind of scale up and go from working with just like 10 to 12 businesses to almost 100. And we also increased our delivery capacity. We increased the capacity of what we were able to bundle into the bags. And so, yeah, we had a really, really great time that holiday season, and have been selling the bags at certain holidays ever since then.
Mm-hmm. And when you mentioned working with these BIAs, how were the specific neighborhoods chosen for the ones you want to approach?
Yeah, of course. To be honest, we would love to work with every neighborhood in Toronto if we could. It's really just a capacity issue at this point. It's still just myself and Derek who are managing like the operations of the business. And then we do have a small team that really helps us with packaging, and we now contract out for delivering. So if we could, I would love to work with every neighborhood. To be honest, the way that we've chosen them is we started with the neighborhoods near us that we knew best. And so that happens to be a lot of the ones on the East End. And then there are just fantastic BIA managers out there who are you know, able to get in touch with us and are able to like work really closely with us. So we just find the relationships that we have with the BIAs in Toronto that work best are the ones that we're able to, you know, support more easily, and it's able, like, that working relationship works really well. We definitely would love to add more neighborhoods as we continue to grow.
Mm-hmm. Great. So on your website, you guys also mentioned that you work with local charities. How did those partnerships begin?
Yeah. Well, from the very beginning of the project, that first iteration in the spring of 2020, we didn't really want to make a ton of money or any money, really. We were kind of mostly concerned about breaking even on the project. And so we thought, well, any profits that we make, we will donate to Sistrine, which is a women's shelter in our neighborhood, just a few blocks from where I live. And because we were supporting local businesses in that neighborhood, it made sense that if there was any money left over, it should go towards a cause that was definitely you know, important during the pandemic. And so we originally donated the profits from that first kind of iteration in spring to Sistrine. And then when we decided to expand to other neighborhoods, I kind of liked the idea of, you know, if you purchase a bag from Riverside, you would be able to know that your money was going to support the local businesses there. But if you added a tip or there was anything left over from your bag, then that money is going to go straight to the Ralph Thornton Community Center, which is right there in Riverside. So it's all about kind of keeping the money within the community and helping to make that community flourish. So that's why we have 7 different hyper-local charities that we donate to, and we donate them based on, you know, which bags get bought. So if you buy a Riverside bag, your money's going to go to the Riverside charity, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm. So I guess as of right now, you guys are now prepping for the winter iteration of Bag of Toronto. What can people expect from this year's bags?
Yeah, of course. Well, you can expect a lot of fantastic local products to be included in the bag. When you purchase a bag, and I think that this is kind of a fun aspect of it. It's kind of like, you know, waking up and you get to go down to like a stocking or like a little goodie bag, but you don't really know what's going to be in the goodie bag. If you purchase a bag of Toronto, you don't know 100% what you're going to get, but you know that you're going to get quality local products. Obviously, if you purchase a bag from a particular neighborhood, you can browse our website and see which businesses are included so you can get a little bit of a sense of the flavor of some items that you might like. And of course, let us know if there's a specific item that you really, really want to be included, and we'll do our best to make sure it's there. But yeah, you'll be able to get a lot of different things. We have a wide variety of food items, cookies, jams, sauces, and then a lot of coffee beans are included in many of the bags. And then some gift items like some hats, some socks, some face masks, and other like self-care items like candles, lotions. I'm trying to think, there's so many. We have over 90 different items that are included in the bag from over 90 different businesses as well.
Great. So are there any final thoughts you would like to add, or anything else you would like listeners to know more about Bag of Toronto?
I just love them to be able to go to bagoftoronto.ca and choose the neighborhood that you want to sample. You can know that if you buy 3 bags, you're going to get $15 off your final order. And we think that that's a great way to be able to sample something maybe from your neighborhood, but then also try out something from a neighborhood down the street that maybe you don't visit so often. And I do think that the important thing to note for, especially for this winter, for 2021, is that, you know, as life is beginning to return to normal, and we're so, so thankful that that is the case, these businesses have still gone through such a like tough year and a half, almost 2 years now. And a lot of the support that was there at the beginning and kind of middle of the pandemic that was coming in terms of subsidies, in terms of tax benefits, those are starting to dry up a little bit. And so there's kind of a pretty critical time here where we need to show the Toronto local businesses that, you know, they make the city unique. They really make the city an enjoyable place to live. And we want them to be here for the long term. So I think that buying a bag of Toronto is a small way that you can show that appreciation. But of course, just continuing to shop local in all of your holiday gifting and hopefully in your life moving forward, that's a fantastic way to show these businesses that that you appreciate them and that you want them to be around for the long haul.
That was Nick Mellum of Bag of Toronto. The project's winter iteration begins on November 27th. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.